forward for the Steel County Blades, Tony Najera, who comes from a place far, far away, but he's been here in Owatonna playing for a little while. So, Tony, to reintroduce yourself to folks for our interview time here, where are you from?
Mexico City, Mexico.
All right, and hockey history, how did you end up playing hockey?
My cousin, he lives in Florida. I went to visit him one Christmas. He had a practice. I enjoyed watching it and decided it would be fun to do it. Got back home and started trying to find some ice, and that's how it all started.
Did you find any ice in Mexico City?
Yes.
Oh, you
yes.
did? Okay, yeah, so there is some hockey going on there?
Yeah. There was a rink 15 minutes away from my house. It's still there, but it's mainly for figure skating and public skating.
How old were you then when you started?
Seven.
All right, so very young indeed. And how can you, or what would you describe as your path to, you know, being here in junior hockey, as far as youth hockey and getting older and getting into juniors? You know, how did it all work out for you?
Well, I stayed in Mexico till I was 15. Then I moved to Canada. I went to Banff Hockey Academy. Spent 3 years there. Then in a tryout for the NHL, I met Coach Nick, and later on, somehow, through another agent, he helped me get in touch with different teams, and Coach Nick thought I would fit well here, and I've liked it, and yeah, it's been a great fit.
All right. What do you like about it? What do you like about the league, first of all? What do you like about the league and the teams you play? What are you enjoying about it?
The speed, the physicality, and just how every game is a lot of fun, and you have to play like it's your last one because you never know what's going to happen.
What do you like about being in Owatonna, from the facility you have here to the fans to participating in some community events that you guys do? What are some things you enjoy about Owatonna?
A lot of them. Probably volunteering with the youth hockey, mm-hmm. and being around the guys at the rink. It's always fun.
The team this season, what are some dynamics of the team? What are some strengths? You know, what kind of a team are the Blades this season?
We're a hardworking team, I think. Every time we're on the ice, we try to do our best. And that's all that matters, I think.
Okay. Is the team young or a good group, nucleus of veterans? What's the makeup of the team?
A little bit of everything. We have four or five age-out players.
Okay.
We have a couple of 2000 kids and 01s, and also have like two or three 99s.
Okay.
So it's pretty diverse.
Now yourself, would this be your final year of junior hockey age-wise or not?
Yes, it will be.
It is. What is your goal for where you might end up come next winter? Are you hoping to play hockey somewhere else after here?
Yes, I'm hoping to find a school that will take me and be able to play college hockey.
All right. Did you also do some tournaments or play with a national team for Mexico? Is that right?
Yes, I played for the Mexico team U18s till I turned 18, then U20s till 2 years ago, and now I'm playing for the men's team. And every year it's a different squad, so you have to earn your spot.
Okay, so that means some international hockey and some international tournaments. Is that what you've gone to around the world too?
Yeah. I've been to a few. I've been to one Olympic qualifier tournament, and I've been to one IIHF tournament for the men's team so far.
All right. How does hockey here in this league and playing here in this area, how does it compare to some of the international stuff you've done? Are there certain similarities, or is it a lot different with speed and the size of players and things like that?
Well, the size of players, they're obviously a lot older and bigger.
Okay.
They're actually grown men.
Okay.
Here we're still kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
Speed-wise, I would say it's a little bit slower because the rinks are wider for international games. And I think that's the main two differences.
Okay. And then as you being one of the veterans here with the Blades, as some younger players come in who are new to junior hockey, what's a message or two you like to try to share with them that so they can kind of get up to speed and understand what hockey is like at a junior hockey level?
I would say it's always a battle. You have to earn your spot. On the lineup, you need to play to your strengths and enjoy it. It won't last forever.
All right. Tony Najera out of Mexico City, right? Mexico City, Mexico. Mm-hmm. Tony, thanks for the time. Good luck on the season.
Thank you, Roy.